Okay, everybody, it's Friday night, the last day of the week here, and the date is the 30th of July, 2010. So let's do a trauma clearing for everybody. If you've had trauma, if you haven't, you might just feel better after it. So here we go. Think of a situation that you may have experienced in the last week. We're going to try to clear that from you here. If they recycle a lot, it's going to be hard to release it all from you. But just pick something that maybe only had one occurrence on. And here we go. So, oh boy. Wow. You guys only thinking of one out there? Gee, this is heavy. Oh, man. Oh, here we go. Trauma. Maybe I should get something easier. So, trauma. Here we go. One, oh, two, oh, man, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, everyone, and welcome to Friday night. And we're live, and it is, like Ron said, July 30th, 2010. So if you're listening to this program later on when it's one of the archived shows, you still can receive the benefits of the clearings and things unless Ron specifically states on a particular clearing that it won't work on the archives. So if you're not familiar with the BBS archives, it's something you can sign up for either, I believe, on a one-time deal or a monthly or an annual. And it's very reasonable, and you can have access to every archived show of all of the different programs on BBS. And I believe that Ron and the Creation Lightship have over 500 archives right now, so it's a wonderful way to learn more and to experience more of the healing. So that's a very good thing. But, of course, all of the healing samples that are done are just that. They're just to give you an idea of how the Lightship works, how quickly and effortlessly they come in to do the clearings. There's no processing involved. But, of course, the samples don't take the place of having your whole lifetime cleared. For example, with the emotional clearing, basically, that Ron does, you can clear the emotional body of all of the energy that's stored in the emotional body for your whole lifetime. And naturally, on the show, when he does the sample of that, it's usually for 5 days or something like that. So there's nothing to compare with having your whole lifetime cleared of the energy of that. Just like the trauma clearing sample he just did, if you can imagine looking back on your entire lifetime and having nothing that registers as trauma or, a bad emotional experience or painful. And that's when those energies are neutral and they're no longer able to influence you in that traumatic way. It's a very wonderful thing, and it's the kindest thing you can do to your body to remove that stored density and all of that energy that it's absorbing on your behalf as you go through life. So it's a very wonderful thing. We'll get into some more clearing samples tonight. And because it's Friday night, we also like to discuss various paranormal events and that kind of thing. We'd love to have you call about that, and I'll give the phone number to call in just a moment. So for Friday night, since this is on Station 2, the phone to call is area code 415-762-1161. So 1-415-762-1161. So if you'd like to request a healing sample, talk to Ron about the Lightship, or discuss any paranormal events that you may have experienced in your life or heard of, then we'd love to have you call in. And if you aren't able to call in, you can also ask your questions on the fast chat window. So just click on the BBS fast chat link and talk to us that way. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so, boy, we talked about being an entity child, I guess, last week. We talked about clones. Anybody out there want to call in? I'd like to know if you've seen clones walking around anybody. I gave you some clues of how they look with the doll eyes, so who knows? Maybe somebody has actually seen one or two. Maybe you're living with one, and yikes, you know, I don't know. So let's do a clearing. We'll do a energy clearing. If you happen to be connected to someone that you know that has clone energy, so we'll take the clone energy away from you. So here we go. Uh-oh, I got it. Boy. So I'll count to 10, see what happens here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, that's an interesting thing that you brought up, and that is relationships. And when you find yourself either in a work relationship or a family relationship with someone, I guess I'll say that just it doesn't feel right. So, Ron, maybe you can shed some light on the different types of things that we sometimes run into in relationships with other people. You've mentioned the clones. We've talked about possibly other types of entities being in someone, so that maybe one day they act a certain way, another day they act completely different. Maybe also different alien entities as well. So maybe we can talk about that in relationship to behavior that you experience.
Yeah, boy, that goes in all different directions here. It kind of depends. We can talk about one of them here. Let me just kind of see where they want to go with this here. Okay, basically, clones look like the person that you may know. They can come in and out of their bodies instantly. And so you could have a person that's physical, that's real, that's human here. And since the dark side controls time and they can stop time, just like stopping a, your DVD and you hit the pause button, okay, they can do that. And when you go into pause, everything is stopped. And you don't know if you're in pause or not. And that could be for hours. And then they can switch the scene around. Do whatever they wish to bring in. Maybe they'll take your friend out that you know that was real and put in a shadow body that is not real, but it looks just like them. So they'll take it out, take them out, maybe take their clothes off, put it onto that cloned body that looks like this person, which is a shadow body, that's what I call it, and make sure they look the same, fix the hair up, because it's identical energy. Blueprint of the human body, and then put them back into the scene again. Remember, they can move the body around so you're in the exact same spot. Remember, you're on pause, and so it's like working with mannequins, okay? And they'll do whatever they want to do in the scenes around the person. You know, if the person was smiling, they'll make the clone, the shadow body clone, smile and fill it in on what was said earlier. They can, like, go back, like on a soundtrack, we'll say, and find out what was going on. So the clone shadow body actually knows what's happening. So it has its own consciousness, naturally. And then they'll figure out what they want to do with that shadow body next. And then when they get everything perfectly lined up, the perfect body movements, whatever, Then they will start and hit the pause button again, we'll say, or hit the play button. And all of a sudden, you're with the person that you thought you were with, because you don't know that they've hit pause. And all of a sudden, the things go on just like normal, but you're now being visited by a shadow body. Now, how long can they turn you off? They can turn you off for a long time. Remember, we're in time here. So since time is controlling us, you know, they could turn off the energy. If you had one master clock in time, they could turn it off for years. So you have to remember that even though you may think that you're fully conscious here, they can change that instantly and put you into like a still frame, or like you're frozen in space, frozen in time, I should say. And that's how they work. So this is why weird things happen. I was driving my car today, and I was going to go into, you know, I was in the left lane, going to go to the right lane. And I looked, and nobody was there. And then I looked again, and I thought I saw a car momentarily being there. So I just started to turn the steering wheel over. And, you know, I only moved over maybe a foot in the lane probably. And, you know, then I looked again, which is what I always do. I always look twice, which you probably do yourself, you know. You look first, and then you see if it's clear in the rearview mirror. Then you look again. So as I looked again, I saw a car there, or something was there that wasn't there before. So I jerked real quick to get to stay in my lane. I looked over again. Nothing was there. I went, wow, maybe they put me into a different time-based reality, or they try to drop somebody in on me. So that's what I think they're trying to do, is drop a car in. And this is what happens. Anybody out there have that same experience? I'd like to hear some callers call in, because it is very, very interesting. And we do have our special Q&A call tonight. It'll be after the BBS program, and it's 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009. I'll repeat that, 646-519-5800. So when that happened to me today, I was wondering what was going on. So the light ship held me where I was. So they were trying to interfere with my pattern of being here in the now, and they try to drop on something else into that reality, but somehow the light ship completely protected me, because I could have actually turned over there, and they could have materialized a car, and I could have had a car accident, you know, very easily. So, you know, for all of you out there that maybe, you know, are driving, you got to be extra alert, because this is what they can do to you. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you. Waiting for a caller, everybody.
Okay, so let's see. We have a couple of comments and some questions on the fast chat. This is a comment from Marie. With billions of people on Earth, it's a huge undertaking for the aliens to keep track of and control everyone. They must be very busy. Any response to that?
Yeah, remember, there's more than one race controlling you, so it's very possible that certain races have taken on certain tasks, okay, to mess with us. That's one way to look at it. You know, it's mind-boggling how many people there are, you know, and how many races would have to be down here to do all this here. But remember, if we're strictly here in a programmed reality, then you can look at that and say, gee, you know, if we're all on a program, you know, remember, your computer stores a lot of stuff. And maybe it's working that way. Much like an animated film that you watch, you know. That's one way of looking at it. So, I guess back to you again, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, we have JP on the fast chat, and the question is if we can have a clearing for deception or being deceived.
Okay, that I don't think I have on self-empowerment. So, here we go. Think of a time that you were deceived by someone, and here we go, typically in the last week or two here. sit back and relax. So I'm going to count to 10 to release this energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I think we have a caller on. Sounds like we have a beat. So, hello out there. Who's calling?
Oh, hi, Ron. I might have a story about clones, but it was like 25 or 30 years ago, so I'm not sure.
Oh, that'd be good, yeah, because you could get us up to date here.
Well, I was at the L.A. airport waiting for a plane, and this woman was also waiting for the plane, and she looked very similar to me. I mean, we were both wearing the same clothes. She had the same permed hair, the same sunglasses, the same everything. And the flight was canceled, and they ended up busing us to Santa Barbara. And I sat next to her because I was kind of curious, and she was very hard to get any information out of. I mean, we seemed to have the same background, the same interests, the same everything. And, you know, my thought at the time was the universe, quote-unquote, was showing me how I am, because I'm not always the most friendly person. And so when I was trying to engage her, I kind of was getting a sense of, you know, how I am all the time. Talking to strangers. And then when we got off the bus in Santa Barbara, we went to get our suitcases, and we had the exact same suitcase. And this was like 30 years ago before everybody had the same black suitcase. I mean, I had a really weird suitcase, and I was just floored that she had the exact same suitcase because it was a really odd suitcase. And, you know, I thought about that for the longest time because, I mean, we looked so similar. Our clothes are so similar. Our hair was so similar. Everything. And it was very hard to connect to her, and I couldn't quite figure it out.
Boy, did you get the person's name, and did the name sound like your name or similar?
I don't
letters.
Similar. No.
Any idea on that one?
No. Uh-uh.
Boy.
And I don't know if it's related or not, but it was just coming to me just now, because I have traveled to Peru, and I was there, and we were traveling with a shaman, and he said I had this green light in my stomach area, and, you know, I've been meditating on that too, and it seems like a green orb, and I don't know if clones connect to you through green orbs that are kind of in your solar plex area. Is that...
Boy, that's a good one. Let's take them out. See what happens here, okay?
Okay.
So, green orbs. We like orbs naturally here.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. So, just joking there. If you're new to the program, go on the website and get an orb clearing and see what it does for you. So, here we go. Green orbs being released from us. So, here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, how's that feel?
Oh, that was huge, whatever that was. Yeah. I mean, I felt it all through my body, like through my head, everywhere. That was huge.
Okay, I'll do it over again because there's some pretty heavy energy there. So stronger, stronger. Wow, making my voice go up. Stronger, stronger, stronger. I don't think they like me right now. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, how are you doing out there? And how are you doing with that extra little release there, the green energy?
Oh, my solar plexus feels so much better. Yeah, there's still some energy. It feels like a lot of it's leading through my head and the back of my head.
Well, let's see. Let's try, I think some people were saying that the blue one is pretty bad, okay? So let's do the blue one. Blue orbs, since we got on the subject of orbs here. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Oh, man, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. How was that for you?
Oh, that one was huge, too. My head was shaking back and forth, and then, you know, my head just fell forward. It was like something didn't want to release, but it is leaving.
Wow. Okay. Well, you want to stay on? What kind of clearing would you like to experience?
Oh, gosh. After that trauma. I don't know. Gosh.
Okay. Got to have something there. Let's see here.
I don't know. I think I'm feeling fine. I'll free up the phone for other callers.
Feel good? Okay.
Yeah. But thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank
you're
thank
very
you
welcome.
Calling.
Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we do have a request from Clarity on the fast chat, and that is if we can remove some parallel lives.
Okay. Let's do a parallel life that we were in, and let's go back 10 years ago. So this will be interesting. So if you had a situation that was pretty rough 10 years ago, it could be from a parallel lifetime. So think of something that happened around 10 years ago. So we're 2010, so around the year 2000. And this is always very interesting to do. Here we go. Going to release this energy here. So, man, this is a hard night tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia. I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, well, we have quite a few more questions and requests on the fast chat, so I'll get to those in just a minute. And in the meantime, just want to give Ron a little break and lighten it up a little bit and talk about the conference calls, because I was just reminded tonight how wonderful it is. You know, most of us work during the week, and by Friday night, you know, you've got a lot of energies from the week, energies from your work, your office, what have you. And to come out of that and to go to the lightship is just a tremendous healing and just a great opportunity for relaxing and healing at the end of the week. So I was just reminded how really wonderful it is to come home on a Friday night and go to the lightship to start your weekend out in that beautiful, heart-centered, incredible space of peace and have that healing energy all around you. So it's a 1 hour call. I believe it's $20, and I think Ron even offers some packages if you're a frequent flyer, so to speak. So if you haven't tried the conference calls like that, it's really wonderful. So wanted to just mention that before we go on. And now let's see. Let me give the phone number for calling in one more time, and then we'll take up some of these fast chat questions. So if you'd like to call, the number is 415-762-1161, 415-762-1161.
They've heard a beep there. I don't know. Anybody out there?
It's me, Ron, Kimberly.
Oh,
Hi, Kimberly.
Great. Kimberly's on. Hi, Kimberly.
How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling.
I've been talking about clones and noticing clones in the city.
Noticing what?
Noticing the clones in the city.
Oh, okay, yeah. Maybe you can tell us about what you're experiencing.
Well, I've actually been seeing more robotic behavior. I sat for a refreshment by the window at rush hour, and the people were just marching, just like they were just on a mission, the way they were moving. And I'd never really quite seen it that intense before. I mean, rush hour, you know, is exciting, and everyone's moving radically.
Well, were these people normal people, or were they in suits, or just a random selection here?
Can you hear me okay?
Right now I am. Yeah. Were these random people?
Yeah, it was rush hour. People coming out of the buildings from work, you know, and on their way somewhere here and there, home or wherever. And when I was in one building, a guy came out with some friends, and he was saying he thought his girlfriend was a robot because she was behaving like one, and they were just laughing, and he was like, no, I'm serious.
Yeah, very interesting. When you're having your drink, did you happen to see people in the alien cafe there where you're sitting? With them getting up later.
No, there wasn't anyone in there. It was a tiny little place, you know, for, you know, just a quick little something to drink.
Okay. So you didn't really see people visiting.
The window was huge, and I could see across the street what was coming, what was going, and you could see the different parasitic entities in people's space, the different lizard energies or the aliens through their posture. You could see devices where people are holding energy in different places of their body, and they're just moving on their programs.
Very interesting. Yeah. So maybe they had a holiday on the surface here for the robots, huh? Although if they do work here, you know, it's possible maybe their physical body, you know, has been abducted and is somewhere else, and maybe they brought a robot up, or maybe the robot's been here all the time. And they're now getting bolder and showing the people that are more awakened to what's happening.
Yeah.
And I actually saw a little boy, like I mentioned before, probably about 8 years of age, beautiful-looking boy. I mean, you know, he could be a TV star. You know, he had blonde hair, symmetrical face, bright blue eyes, and, you know, you could tell that he wasn't human, and he didn't have any human energy on him, but his grandparents that he was with, they didn't know the difference, naturally.
I've also noticed with some of my clone experience, which, you know, of course you're aware of because you've helped me, that they don't seem to grow emotionally, and they don't get certain issues that come up, that they don't really connect the dots to problem solve something emotionally or creatively.
Yeah, boy, that's interesting. You are right there. Very interesting. I do many things, besides what I'm doing here. I love working on different things and working with my hands. And so I see people that something happens and they don't know what to do. And I look at them like, hello, all you have to do is do this thing here to fix this problem or something. And some people don't even know that. And that could be maybe a clone that I'm watching, I never thought about that. And now that you mention that, it's very possible that they only have a program to do certain things. And anything after that program that they experience, they like are mind dead, we'll say. They're brain dead or something. They don't get it, They need somebody else to help them. Very interesting.
When they get out of their comfort level, I noticed.
That's right. Yeah.
So those are kind of
true. Very interesting.
And
I've always wondered. Yes.
The clone interfacing that you've experienced, I've noticed that someone with that clone interference. Not interference, but like fused on to one of the bodies, it can emanate kind of a coldness. Like you don't feel like the warmth heart.
Yeah, that's correct, I've always wondered, growing up and watching like business people with suits, okay, who wear suits to work. Those people, at least that I can remember, and looking at them now, they don't know much about anything physical. Maybe they're only trained, let's just say that they got a flat tire on the freeway, okay? But that'd be the person who would, have to call, the auto club, for instance, or somebody to change their tire, because they don't even know how to do that, But that always kind of struck me odd. That people who typically, I'm not really stereotyping people, but people who typically wear a suit all the time, they don't know how to live here. And that's kind of interesting, They don't know how to relax. They don't know how to do different things. Maybe that's the people who live for the weekend who, maybe these clones like to drink beer and watch sports, on the TV, I don't know. But,
they
are watching
that curious about figuring it out either.
People cheering on the audience, sending psychic attacks to both teams, which is very strange. But it sounds identical, all the rah-rahs. And, they're probably getting their information through the rah-rahs of what to do in the next week of work. Very interesting. Wow, you really struck upon something here. Anything else you want to add?
So the cloning is different from the robotics because the cloning is like a skin where the robotics are more like parts that are put on us, right?
Yeah, the robotic one is like an energy field that goes around you and takes over the body. And then you're running a program that's making the body work. So it's like putting a suit on. That's tight to your skin, and that makes the body work. The body is still physical, but this program for the robotics tells the body what to do. And then if you had this program on you for a long time, then once it's released from you, you don't know how to behave because your body now has to figure out how to eat, how to smile, how to walk, how to talk, because the robotic energy was doing it all for you. So it does overtake and reside with, the physical body. So it's kind of much like putting paint on something, like paint on your car, coating around you. And that coating carries all the information of how to live life here, and it takes over the body, where an actual, clone energy is actually a physical body that is that looks like you, but it's not human. That's a clone. But the other one can use a human body, the robotic one, and imprint around you, through you, this information of how to live life according to their program.
Right. So I know someone struggling with some clone energy, and I happened to give him a hug, and he felt hollow, but yet I felt the rigidity of the spine. I mean, there was a lot of activity in the spine, and I watched him walk away, and you could see the control on the body. It was very intense. But I was very curious about why the person would have a sense of hollowness.
Okay. What I think happened was when you hugged this person, I think the program that was running at the time did not understand or know what to do. So maybe the programmer, if there was one watching this body, remember they can be run by I'll use the word handler, or they
yes,
can be run by a program that already knows how to live here, and it has so many options to it. And the options are what it has known in the past, so as it works on something new, that new information that it has is added to the program. So at first it's probably very cold, doesn't know how to live here, and then as it starts growing and living in life, it adds more information to the program of what to do, what not to do. So I would think that if a clone body landed here right at, you know, for the first time, and the programmer or maybe the handler is a person here physically, which could also be a clone that's telling and working with that particular energy. So the handler actually handles that person. It's like a manager. And so if the manager didn't tell the clone what to do, or even the robotic energy, and the person just came here, they could probably just walk on the street and get hit by a car. They wouldn't know the difference. You know, or maybe they almost had a close call and the car stopped. And all of a sudden now, that goes into their program like, I shouldn't do this. This doesn't look right. I could get killed, okay, or something. And then they have to figure out, well, what does killed mean, okay? And what are these words this person is swearing at me because it scared them to death, and they're now yelling and giving me the oneness sign because, you know, they really got upset. And so this all now goes into that program. So the program is now becoming larger, and it also now has a check and balance system to it. So what probably happened when you hug this person, that program, maybe you hugged this person a little differently than you have in the past, if you ever hugged them before, but, or they weren't used to that program. And so all of a sudden, the program that they were running didn't know how to respond, and it probably felt hollow because there was nothing in the program to make it feel like love energy. And so possibly, if you would have, let's just say that you hugged the person on the right side, like most people do, right? Instead you hugged them on the left side, the program might go, wait a minute, I don't know how to hug on the left side. So all of a sudden, there's no information on the left side to bring forth, like, a light of the darkness, love energy, the emotional stuff, because it wasn't in there. Because you took it and made something happen that was not in its program. It did not understand what you were doing. Now, next time if you hug the person, it'll probably now have more information on what to do. So it's self-correcting. Does that help you?
It does, because I did have a window opportunity to discuss clones, and the person got up and just walked right off, but the eyes shut down. And then the person came back a few moments later and sat in a chair and seemed very calm and peaceful. And so I broached something again.
Yeah, it sounded like the button got pushed. They had to update the information. Remember, they can stop time, so you're probably there, and they stop time, and then they got this little, say, a little green Martian or whatever out there, going through all the records now because time has stopped, figuring out what to do, because this person has to maybe see you because they wanted to see you to begin with, but you changed and altered their initial program. So now they had to feed this person a new program, create one. Maybe they got a computer programmer down there creating out the scenes, okay? And after they got that done, could have taken 2 hours of their time because they're in time, but they stopped yours. So then the person all of a sudden got turned on like yourself. You were on pause. They put it on play. And now the person now has a new program. They come back to see you and sit down or whatever and start talking to you.
Wow, because I've noticed that sometimes they will let the body be normal. It's because you can see it in the eyes and the texture of the skin and everything has more color and warmth. And then they kick in the programming and the eyes will become like artificial. And the movement can kind of like become like a little bit more robotic. I just think it's terrible how they manipulate the body like that, but they seem to be very successful with it.
Yeah, that is correct. Yep, you got it. And I think they're bringing more of the clones out now because that's probably who they want to be here on the surface. So, you know, just remember that one movie that Bruce Willis was in, and I forgot the name, but it's probably maybe 9 months old now.
Surrogate.
Okay.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you might want to watch that because it's where the people that were typically older who didn't think they could live a good life, they created the younger versions of them, and they have these glasses on and whatever, and that they were able to live their life, maybe being, say, 30, 40 years younger now, and enjoying that, but the real life, you know, what was very, very bad, you know, living in a little bedroom and not doing much. But their other one, which was real, which is, you know, with the clone energies, and people walking around, is what they were doing, and that's how they're living their life. So, you know, maybe the clones are coming forward now to kind of get used to Earth, to understand how to live here. And so they're trying to interface now with us. We live in a pretty weird time right now, people. But just watch your movies. You know, it'll give you a clue.
I'm living proof.
Yep, because you're going to start seeing stuff that, you know. And the one guy I talked to, I may have mentioned this before, he was about, early 20s. We're talking about clones. What comes out of his mouth? Well, what's wrong with a clone person? I go, hello? Oh, hello? What is this, you know? And that's his program. You see, he probably got also brainwashed and programmed, you know. I'm not saying he was a clone, but maybe all of his friends are clones, so he knows. What's wrong with a clone person, you know? I'm dating a clone person. What's wrong with that, you know? You know, just kind of slipped out of his mouth because he probably knows on some level. So you have to understand it's kind of weird. But the robotic one, too, you know, is probably coming out, too. So I think they're bringing that forth. So, like I say, you know, from the movie District 9, you know, watch out for that cat food. So, what else, Kimberly? You brought up some good stuff.
And he went over and over on how he didn't get 10 cents or something like that, and he had her re-ring it and re-explain it, and he held his ground, and the line was getting longer and longer, and I was looking, I'm like, is he a clone? Is he a robot? Did he come? He just was making trouble.
Oh, boy.
But he just kept repeating over and over and over, and it was crazy.
Well, so the same phrases came about, huh?
Yeah, the same issues. So I was wondering, how are you for those energetic bodies that are upside down, like flipping any of them right side
up?
Yeah,
I could do a sample of that. That'd be great, sure.
Okay.
So here we go. And I wonder if clones make eye contact, okay? So all of you out there, I always make eye contact with people. There are a few people who don't want to do that, typically, I guess. But You might take note of that now and just see if the clones that you see that are a robotic person, you know, using a robotic, you know, programming that's physical. See if they make eye contact. And if they don't make eye contact, then kind of check them out. You know, this is an experiment here going on. You know, I think we're the experiment. We're the guinea pigs and the rest are going to be here. But anyway, you know, they may be running us. They came up to the surface here to see how they can play around with us, you know, in their sandbox. But here we go. We'll do a upside down body. Clearing. We'll do it for four of your bodies here. So first body, you're going to correct it. Remember, we have twisted bodies, magnetic bodies. So this is one that one of those bodies that gets turned upside down. So this is a sample. It's not your whole lifetime. You know, so some people don't understand it too much. You know, they get great relief and they go, wow, I had this clearing. And I'll talk to people on the phone. They go, I already had that done. I go, what are you talking about? They go, well, you did it on one of the BBS programs. And well, that's just a sample. What about all the other, you know, millions of times this has happened to you? And then they're, you know, they go blank in the face sometimes, you know. Especially people who I talk to in person. It's like, who's talking to me now? Maybe the robot did. Maybe I fixed the robot program, you know. And now they don't know what to do next. But anyway, here we go. So, I'll count to 10. This is your first clearing. It's going to put you from, if you're upside down, it'll, your body will be in right. So your spirit's going to select which body you have problems with. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Second body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Third body. This one's heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And fourth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So how's that feel, is Kimberly, that since you probably are still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here. Do they twist any of those bodies that were upside down, or were they just directly upside down?
They could have twisted them, too, so I'll do a clearing for twisted bodies. So it'll get you a little better here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's the first body. Second body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, how's that, Kimberly?
It's great. I definitely felt that I was twisted. So it's not just undoing the energetic 50, 60 bodies we have. We have to go back and do them for the whole lifetime. Is that what I heard you say?
It's possible, but once they get turned around straight, then you're going to be okay.
All right.
Right now. It is possible that maybe we have the program in us. Remember, these are all programs that I'm taking out of people. So maybe it's possible that the program that you have maybe needs to be taken out and or deactivated, you know.
Okay.
Because it's still with us. Remember, energy never leaves. It's always with us until we get rid of it. And in time-based reality, you can change its form. In the light, you just get rid of it. So, Kimberly, anything else?
No, that was very helpful. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're very welcome. So, Sylvia, turn it back over to you again.
Okay. Thanks, Kimberly, for calling. That was great. And let's see, we have a question from Marie R. about if you know when the Shadow Body online clearing will be ready.
We're working on it. Maybe a week away, possibly. We'll see what happens.
Okay,
it'll be
great.
A good clearing.
Yeah. Mimi is asking if we are run down, can we be out of spirit? I think she's talking about energy level.
Okay. Very possible. Very possible. You might want to do your life force energy. I now increase my life force energy. That could help you out a lot. So now that you're really out of spirit, it's just that all these other energies are interfering with your spirit from helping you, which means that you got into too much mind energy. In fact, you'll bring people back into the present moment. I'll count to 10 for the body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll bring your spirit back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Remember, you're in other places other than the light. So you want to get back here. Could be a cloned planet that looks like Earth with cloned people. That is much like Earth now. This is what we're talking about tonight. Or it could be a strange planet, just like the movie, it's out now, Predators, okay? So you could be on a strange planet like Predators, like those guys walking around dealing with the aliens that they can't physically see. Remember, those aliens are still there in that movie, okay? Because they have to know where to show up. So they're still there, but somehow they had to become real into our observation, into our energy frequency here, for them to, maybe eat us. But they're still here out of that. So you might want to remember that just because you don't see something doesn't mean that it's not with you. So, or around you. So that gets kind of disconcerting, too, because what we think is real is what we see with our eyes, but that's not real at all. You're just seeing a small dimensional frequency. And, you could be right now, in an alien world listening to this program, too. That's all around you, because dimensions can coexist in other dimensions. So, very interesting. Back to you, Sylvia.
I believe we had Candy on the fast chat earlier and asking if you could do the closing of the crown chakra. Not able to hear you. Are you on?
Yeah, I would do that one on the website. I was thinking about that and just takes too much energy right now to do that. So go on the website and do the whole chakra system. It's quite involved there. You do the shrink wrap and get yourself so that you're more protected and disconnected from the orbs and the alien jellyfish and all the aliens attaching to your crown. So definitely do that on the website. Get that clearing so that you can feel better. Back
good,
to you, Sylvia.
Good idea. So
but you're only
we are at the end of our time, so if we can just talk quickly about Sunday and also mention tonight's Q&A call for those that have more questions.
Okay, so we have a call coming up, our last eight-hour call for this month here, basically. We'll be starting another segment of calls next month. And I don't have the dates quite yet, but we'll be doing those. So trying to get rid of these alien energies that are inside of you, walking around, crawling around, floating around. This is what these calls are about. And it helps you to get more of your spirit in your body because, you're taken elsewhere. This is what the light ship does, is go out and find you. And it replaces your cloned body parts with real spirit energy and light energy, and it's energy from your spiritual blueprint. So here we go. Let's just do a clearing just to help people out with some peace energy. We have our conference call coming in about 5 minutes, so you can call it in if you want. Get on that call. We love newcomers to come on to ask questions. The phone number is 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009. 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009. Might go up on the fast chat here with those numbers here. Somebody can put it up, please. And let's do some peace energy. So here we go. Peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And tomorrow night's our Saturday show, 9 o'clock Pacific, 12 o'clock Eastern, and that's Saturday night live on the Lightship. So see you tomorrow, and hopefully we'll see you in a few minutes here. I'll be on the call in about 5 minutes myself. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and have a happy day tomorrow. And watch out, look out, check out those clones and the robots around you. Bye, everybody. Blessings.
Good night, everyone.